Welcome to another message from the book of Philippians. Paul wrote this letter to the Philippians, and he loved them very much. Now, in church history, this is all taking place during the first century, before 100 AD. So, the Bible is one of the most, or is the most, factual historical record that we have of history at that time, in all reality. The Muslim world prides themselves in their holy Quran, they say. Actually, it's called the generous Quran. That's what it says in the Quran. But they don't have a Quran for probably 300 years after the death of Muhammad, even if he even lived. Some people think that he might have been a figment of their imagination, and they wrote down these sayings and things to make excuses for what they did. Well, the Bible does not talk about raping, pillaging, and plundering. It talks about righteousness, kindness, and love, which is a whole different story from what other religions teach in so many ways. We're in verse number 11, and I'm going to read this from the Amplified Bible from 11 through 15. We'll go back into the Greek then, and then we're going to go on the fifth chapter of the book of Galatians, also from Greek. And it says, "May you abound in and be filled with the fruits of righteousness," with the fruit of righteousness, actually, is what it says. It has fruits here, but it's not fruits. It's fruit of righteousness. "Standing with God and doing right, which come through Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, to the honor and praise of God, that His glory may be both manifested and recognized." Now I want you to know and continue to rest assured, brethren, that what has happened to me, this imprisonment, has actually only served to the advancement and to give renewed impetus to the spreading of the gospel and the good news of Jesus Christ. So much is that this is a fact that throughout the whole Imperial Guard, now we're talking about the Praetorian Guard, and to all the rest here, my imprisonment has become generally known to be in Christ, and in that I am a prisoner in His service and for Him. And also, most of the brethren have derived fresh confidence in the Lord because of my chains, and are much more bold to speak and publish fearlessly the Word of God, acting with more freedom and indifference to the consequences of preaching the gospel. Some, it is true, actually preach Christ the Messiah for no better reason than out of envy and rivalry and party spirit, and others are doing it out of loyal and spirit of goodwill. And right there, we're going to go back into the Greek now. Verse number 11. Pamplerominoi, karpon dikaiosines, ton dia esu, Christu es doxon, kai epanon theu. And it says here, having been filled with the fruit, having been filled. That is nominative, plural, masculine, perfect participle, passive. You're filled with the fruit of righteousness and all of this, for the fruit of God, the fruit of salvation, by the way. This word fruit there is karpon, accusative singular. It can be the fruit of the mind, the fruit of the womb, the physical offspring, as the fruit of one's actions, because you are a child of God. the fruit of dikaiosyne. That word is righteousness. This describes the fruit of actions in your life. And it says, and through the Jesus Christ. And then we have the word ace here. Ace is extension or limitation of thorbal or verbal action. Ace doxon. Unto and through and by, above and below and beyond and in the glory and the honor of God. I want to show you something here on the blackboard for just a moment. This little Greek word, ace, page 119. Its equivalent in Hebrew is et. The idea is that there's action going there. But this action here, it doesn't just go up to the point, up to the object. Some goes to it, pros, like in Greek, pros, up to it, dia through it, in it, hyper, above it. Hippo, below it. But it just absolutely, this word ace here, and this just absolutely is in it, through it, around it, completely encompasses it in every way. That's the idea. Extension or limitation of thought or verbal action completely. Let's look at this. Everything that we do as after salvation should bring about the glory absolutely engulfing God. Our actions should absolutely explain, glorify God. Number 12 now. Genoskein. Dei. Himas. Boulome. Adelphoi. Hote. Ta. Kath. M.A., Malon, Ace, Prokopain, Tu, Euangeliu, Ele, Lithen. And it says here to know. This is the infinitive. And it means to continually know, moreover to continually know that you all, I wish, my spiritual activating force for you, my Boulamai, my will, and it's, I wish here, it's a first person singular present indicative middle voice. It means that I wish, brothers, from the very bottom of my soul, my spiritual activating force, my total desire, brothers, is the things according to me. Rather, unto, and here we have another word, ace. Malon, that's an adverbial comparative there. Unto the chopping forward, the blazing forward, the trailblazing, the aggressive, like a trailblazer, like a leader, like a champion, leading forward, chopping forward, blazing this trail, the blazing the trail of the gospel. Even though I want you to know that all of these bad things that have happened to me have done nothing but cause the gospel of Jesus Christ to launch forward. The ancient Roman armies launched forward. When people go into the dark forests and the deep, dark land, the heart of the Amazon and African thing, they take machetes and they chop forward. They blaze a trail. And when they go backwards, they can see where they have been because the trail is there. No trail was there before. Verse number 13, now hoste, tus desmos, mu phanerus, in Christo, geneste, in holo, to, praetorio, kai, tois, loipois, pausin. Now, it says, so as, hoste, so as the bonds of me, my chains, my manacles, my leg irons, my handcuffs. Now, Paul had his right hand chained to one of the Praetorian Guard. And by the way, this Praetorian Guard became so powerful that even the Caesars had to play to them, had to play to their tune because they were extremely powerful. Now, Paul has had these Praetorian Guard chained to his right hand day and night until basically he was tried. And guess what Paul did? He's preaching to these people. They're seeing him. They're seeing the gospel lived out in his life. It says, because of my bonds, it is manifest. My bond showed forth my love for Christ. These guards were chained to him in 8-hour shifts, 24 hours a day. He said that they might manifest in Christ to become in the entire Praetorian special elite guard of Caesar, and to the ones remaining, left behind, all of them, each and every one of them. Verse number 14 now. Kai tus pleonas ton adelphon in kyrio pepoi thotas tois desmois mu perisa teros Tolmon aphobus ton logon lalane. And it says, and the majority of the brothers in the Lord, having become daring. Now, this is a kind of a, what we call a absolute expedition. This is an adventure. He's using adventure and expedition terms here. That the brothers, that they might become brave and daring. Sometimes the generals and the leaders in war would go out in front of her and lead their troops in battle. And it gave the troops courage. And he said, now I'm out there like you have done, leading the like they have done, leading the battles. I'm out there in harm's way for you and for Jesus Christ. This is accusative, plural, masculine, second perfect, participle, active. It's a continuing thing. It had action. It shows action. Having become daring because of my bonds, and more exceedingly, perusos, teros. And more exceedingly, this is a little adverbial there, a compound word, to dare, tolmon, tolmon. To dare fearlessly, without fear. Now here we have a daring, and a child of God, many times we live in a world that is, we are weirdos. Did you know that? We're weirdos, according to the world. But you have to go out there without fear. You have to go out there and just proclaim the Word of God fearlessly, aphobos. This is a negative on the front and then phobian, but not fearing, not being in a state of fright. And to dare to speak the Word of God. Lalane there, it means if that comes from laleo, that means with a human voice. In human voice. Verse number 15. tenes men kai dia for throne on kai erin tenes de kai di eudokion ton christon karususen. And then it says, some indeed even because of envy. Envy, desire, pride, and wrangling strife here, Aaron, and wrangling strife, but also because of goodwill, Eudokion. It's talking about different preachers preach. Why they preach? What causes them to preach? He said, some by envy and some by pride and some by wrangling and strife. I've known of preachers in my life that they wanted to get up and argue all the time. Constantly arguing. I was a pastor over some of these like this, that this their life was an absolute continuous war. A self-caused war. Wrangling and wrongdoing. But some because of goodwill. And the one thing about it is that the gospel is preached, Paul said. Now let's go over here to the book of Galatians. We'll go that from the original language also. We're going to start in verse number 22. Hode karpos ton pneumatos esten agape kara irene makrithimia kareis totes aga thu susin or aga thu susin pieces. Moreover, again, the fruit, that's nominative singular masculine, fruit, this fruit of the Spirit. This is the kind of fruit. This is a specie of fruit. The kind of fruit, the specie of fruit of the Spirit is, and now we have the word agape. Now, the other day, we looked at the word for love, all different kinds of love. This word here is the highest word for love. Agape, sacrificial love, godly love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. This is a subjective compliment, by the way. Joy. It is a love, sacrificial love and joy. And irene. And remember the other one Paul talked about in Philippians, that some people preach for because of strife and wrangling, debating, constantly debating, debating, debating. I went out to the... used to have an old car, and I'd drive it out to the Sonic hamburger place in Bakersfield, and they would have, it actually in Oildale, and they would have all kinds of old cars around there, and I had old Packard, and before that I had a 64 Ford pickup. And I would go out there, and there was one preacher out there just walking, strutting out there, wanting to argue with everybody. Baptismal regeneration only. Baptized for the remission of sins. And that's all we were talking. It just, you know, dressed in black like some the Men in Black, you know, the movie. Always wrangling. But the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace. The opposite of fear and calamity and strife. And also it says makrothymia. Makrothymia. This means long-mindedness, easy-going person. Not excitable, not with a hot temper, long-suffering and patient. And kreisos tetes. That word comes from kreomai, and it means kindness. It means to practice habitual kindness to people. To practice habitual kindness. I tried to do that in my life. And some people will take advantage of that, I'll guarantee you. They think because you're kind, you're weak. And then it says, agathosyne, goodness, spiritual goodness. That comes from agathos there, spiritual goodness. And faithfulness, pistis, faithfulness. This is all like a predicative nominative. All of these things, each one equals the fruit of the Spirit. Verse number 23 now. Proxtes, egkratia, kata, ton, toi, uton, uk, esten, nomos. This word, they're here, this word means meekness. Readily, a mild, humane gentleness. Proctes. Readily forgiving, readily loving. And then ekratia. And that means self-control. That means holding yourself together, controlling yourself. And then it says kataton, toyoton, uk esten nomos. Against these things, there is no law. If you practice these things, you don't need the law of Moses. Thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not whatever. Commit perjury. Even gossiping is a bad thing. The word there, prates, the word prates gives the idea of the prodigal son. The probably the parable of the prodigal son may have been a real event. And when the prodigal son ran off, he spent all of his money, and he realized he was there, and here he is, he's coming home now. And this word here, meekness here, prates, it means the actions as the prodigal son's father, as they saw the prodigal son so far away, and when he left, he was proud and belligerent and ungodly. But now the boy is coming home. And the father saw him and he was already to forgive. And he met him on the way. That's that word prates means. Verse number 24 now. Hoi dei tu Christo, esu tein sarka estarousan, sin tois pathe meisen kai teis epithemios. And it says, moreover, the things of Christ, that the flesh is crucified, literally staked, with the passions, the lust, pathemasin, pasco, the passion, with it, and the lust of the flesh, the passions of flesh, epithemia. The things which you hold upon your mind. Whatever you set your heart upon, your desire upon. Your earnest desire that you lust after. We're supposed to crucify those things. Verse number 25 now. A. Zomen. Numatai. Numate. Kai. Stoie kumen. It says, if or since we live in spirit also let us walk around. May we walk around. That word is first person plural present, subjunctive, active. The word stoic comes from this word here, stoikomen. We should live an orderly, godly life. An orderly, godly life. Now let's go to one other place in the New Testament. And in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, basically is talking about the resurrection. Paul says here, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? He's quoting that from Hosea 13:14. Now sin is the sting of death, and sin exercises the power upon the soul through the abuse of the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory, making us conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be firm, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, that is, always being superior, excelling, doing more than enough and more than is asked for, in the service of the Lord, knowing that and being continually aware of. And then it translates the word here, labor. But it comes from the word kopos. Kopto, that is, kopto. And kopto means, he said, your beatings are not in vain. Our beatings are not in vain. The world beats us up sometimes, doesn't it? The world beats us up. But our beatings are not in vain. Whatever we go through life, we have a great crown and glory yet to come in this world, in the next world, don't we? When we leave this world, when we taste the taste of death, we shall be victors always from that point on. No more of this old flesh to carry around and to lug around and to be miserable with. But we shall, once and forever, eternally, be with God without those passions and without the lusts, and in the joy and the peace and the love of God and angels around us and all of those loved ones that have gone on before us in the presence of all of those. What a glorious thing. As we worked in the cotton fields when I was young, they used to sing themselves into glory. Just in a cabin in the corner of glory land. There's not going to be cabins in the corner of glory land. It's going to be palaces, people. Palaces. Father, I thank you for